Welcome to KXRW's Authenticity Matters, where we examine how to live more intentional, fulfilling lives by truly being ourselves. In each episode, we'll talk to guests who've transformed their lives, organizations, and the community through authentic and intentional actions. I'm your host, Jen Coyne. So today I welcome my friend and colleague, Teresa Trahlstad, to the show. Teresa is a business consultant. She's focused on organizational culture and improving organizations. Welcome, first of all. And I want to ask you, what does authenticity mean to you?
Well, first, thanks, Jen. This will be a fun chat. Authenticity to me is really just simply being yourself, and being yourself even when you're not certain of the circumstance or what the outcomes may be.
Assuming that you think it's important to be authentic, why is it important to be authentic?
Well, it's important to be authentic for a lot of reasons, but for people like you and I who wear many hats, to me, the most basic reason why you're authentic is it's easy to keep yourself straight. You know, when you are coming from a place of good intention and a place that's from your true self, then it's not that you've put up a facade and then have to figure out how that facade person is going to interact in the world,
right,
or in certain circumstances. Or if you meet somebody from one circumstance in a different place, then you're not at cross purpose for how to show up.
Right.
Because you're always showing up as yourself.
Yeah. I think what you're saying is, if you're not authentic, in a way, you're sort of like lying to the world, and you have to figure out like, oh, wait, how do I present myself here, there, anywhere, versus just showing up how you are?
Right. The fakery gets hard to just continue to extend.
Right.
It builds its own house of cards.
Exactly. So so you're a business consultant now. Maybe we can get into a little bit more about that. But that represented a change for you fairly recently in the last couple of years.
Yeah, in the last couple of years. So my previous incarnations of myself professionally, I had worked in creative agencies in the early part of my career, and I had worked in a large high-tech multinational company for a decade. I had led a branding and culture agency and then eventually went out on my own. And each of those different positions were pivots, and as well as other places where you have major transitions in life, trying to figure out where you're going and how you get there and how you show up and what that looks like is all a big part of what you wrestle with.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a question about your how authentic you felt in those situations. But, you know, I went through a similar transition a few years ago. And I think the first thing you do is you end up like, I'm sitting around in yoga pants all day long, and I go, you know, hallelujah, finally I don't have to, you know, put on the
black blazer,
proverbial monkey suit of whatever, you know, it is that whatever you're trying to show up as. Was that a similar experience for you, where you kind of all of a sudden realize, wait, I'm somebody different, and I can't just, like, I don't know how to show up anymore?
Yes. You, at each of those incarnations, there was a, what is a person in this phase look like? And a little bit of, you know, what signals do I want to send? And, you know, when we were both in corporate environments, you know, we joke that there is kind of a corporate uniform. And so I have a number of pairs of suit pants that go with a variety of jackets, corresponding, you know, decent blouses. And I can mix and match those, as I'm sure you could, and get them into a suitcase and be out on the road.
You learn to pack in 30 minutes before you leave town.
And learn to pack sensibly for a number of outfits. But the basics of those and how we showed up in them were the same. And that was, I think, probably a combination of what was standard for our cultures. For me, fitting in that big culture was important. So I wasn't going to be one that was super outlandish in what I wore in that environment. There's a credibility if you were going to be meeting with, you know, large customers, or if you were going to be doing a presentation to executives. I mean, all of that had some trappings of what I felt like that person looked like. And part of how I would get prepared would be to think about what I would be comfortable and confident in, right. How that would give me some momentum going into a particular situation. And then I'm a person who's a bit sentimental, so I would always tend to have a piece on me or a something that reminded me of someone, and I felt kind of was my secret superpower.
Like a good luck charm a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I want to take a quick step back and say this topic is, it's interesting from the standpoint of, I think, you know, especially as women, but for anybody in society, there's sort of this notion of like, there's a superficiality when you start talking about what you wear and how you sort of present yourself to the world. But how does that fit in with expressing who you are? You know, I've heard stories about people that are just like, you know what? I don't want to put energy into this. I'm going to wear the same outfit every single day because I don't want to, you know, not the same clothes, but like right. they have a basically uniform that right. they wear. So how does that expression come into play of expressing your authenticity, and why is that superficial thing actually matter more deeply, I guess?
So to the person who wears a very similar kind of thing every day, that simplicity is core to who they are. So they are showcasing themselves foundationally, mm-hmm. both when they look in the mirror, that's it's literally a reflection to themselves of that value. Mm-hmm. And then also when they are out interacting with others, they are sending a signal as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I chose, when I made transitions, to think about it a little bit differently. So by the time I wanted to leave a corporate environment and go lead a culture-based agency, when the things that were the norm were different. Mm-hmm. And two, after a decade, some of that to me felt like things I wanted to literally shed.
Right, right.
So if I didn't present in front of another large sales meeting, then I wasn't going to need these things. My future self that I saw myself to be wouldn't need these things with me, and they become physically and kind of emotionally weight.
Right. So we've talked about last month we talked about how it's important to intentionally evaluate your values, mm-hmm. and compare that to who you're working with, where you're working, mm-hmm. and making sure that the values serve you. And what I'm hearing you say is when you make a transition, it's really important to evaluate sort of how you are presenting yourself, mm-hmm. and expressing yourself, because it may not be serving you anymore the way right. that it used to.
And it is you checking in with what's important and projecting. I'm in a transition. Where am I going? Mm-hmm. What does that person look like? How do I get there? So while I decoupled a lot of those things that I used to wear, I didn't have the means or the energy to, you know, burn everything I'd own.
Right.
But the ability to see things differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't going to be a completely different person. It was a pivot. And so how did I see that new person? How did they show up? How did that communicate things? You know, it's more jeans with blazers in that particular instance. Mm-hmm. Just mixing things slightly differently was appropriate in that environment. I also, unlike the person that we talked about, who shows up in some of the same things all the time, I like the expression of who I am, a slight flare of creativity to mm-hmm. be part of what I wear. And I will sometimes challenge myself in my wardrobe as like almost a game of with myself.
Right, right.
And then when those days when I look in the mirror, I see myself being what I consider savvy.
Mm. Yeah.
You were able to pull together something that is in this look or that look mm-hmm. based on those things you have in your closet. And that savviness is one of the things I really value. I think it comes across in a resourcefulness that's in other parts of what I bring to a professional setting.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think that a story from my perspective, I know when I was in, you know, corporate high tech, at one point I started putting streaks in my hair and things like that. And it started out kind of more innocuous and then became, you know, purples and things like that. And finally, I think when I started putting blue in my hair was around the same time where fundamentally I was out of sorts in the, in sort of the place I was serving me and vice versa as well as it used to. Subsequent to that, now as also having my own business consultancy, I find, I say, you know, if the color in my hair shocks somebody, you know, as a potential client, we're probably not going to be a good fit. It's sort of flagging as I'm creative. A little bit more on the edge of, you know, what might be normal, but there's a creativity, there's an innovation. So I'm sort of flagging that in my presentation. And again, that can come across as sort of, why does that matter, and superficial, but I think it does represent more fundamentally who I am and gives a signal to people.
Well, it gives a signal to those who meet you, but it also reinforces for yourself. So you pass a mirror or you pass a storefront and you see the gorgeous aqua in your hair, you're just like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, yeah, that feels right to me. I think something else that, when we were talking at the beginning about what does authenticity mean to you and why is this important about not, you know, having different facades or faces that you're putting on different places. I think that the more you're expressing yourself, when you pick something out and you put it on, it represents a confidence, right? So that confidence enables you to be more successful in whatever you're choosing to do because you're feeling good about it, yourself.
It is a confidence and it does add to your momentum.
Yeah. So, you know, I think not only in my mind does authenticity matter, but how you express that authenticity in what you say, what you do, and how you look, it's not just a skin deep kind of thing.
Right. And the visual expression is as much as we were saying, what you wear, how you've decided to style your hair, but it's also, you know, what you surround yourself with. So I would say both of us are in physical environments. We do our work in physical environments, very different from the physical environments we had when we were in high tech.
Yeah.
And that the things we choose to put in those physical environments are also reflections and reiterations of where we see ourselves and where we are going, what we're going toward.
Right. Absolutely. I want you to tell me a little bit more about your evolution of your style. Like, tell me a little bit more how you intentionally thought about it and how you're presenting yourself and what changed.
So if I take a step back, I do think it's a journey of confidence as well. We've touched on that a little bit before, but my, younger self was potentially more conservative and in wanting to fit in liked the safety of being in a suit. Felt that a suit instilled confidence in my would-be clients or my peers. And as I transitioned to being more confident and being known for my ideas, I, you know, frankly didn't need the shoulder pads. You know, you just don't need that stuff anymore. But I also very purposefully, you know, there were times in which I either didn't want to transition when I was pregnant with my children. I didn't want to wear clothes deemed for people who were pregnant. And I remember one of my siblings commenting, you know, like, you're wearing all black. That seems odd. And I'm like, I wore all black 6 months ago. That didn't seem odd.
Right.
Like, I'm still the same person.
Right. You know, you don't have to fit into what pregnant people wear.
Exactly. I'm not fitting into what you think pregnant people wear. And then at times when I wanted to shift how I was being perceived, and I at one point actually enlisted the help of somebody because I wanted, you know, that whole dress for the position you want to be in kind of thinking. And how could I use the things I had? Again, it doesn't have to be a big expense, but I had someone come in and do what she called shop in my closet.
Nice, yeah.
And it wasn't very expensive. And she was able to show me how some of the things I had could be used differently. Right. And therefore helped me transition confidently, because they were things I had, into being perceived in a more managerial or leadership way.
Right.
Then upon leaving high tech, another shift into the agency side. Upon leaving the agency side and starting my own consultancy, I was for the first time really free to decide what is this. There was no preconceived notion around what Teresa Trelstad business consultant looked like.
Right.
And so I decided, you know, of my own volition, I'm like, okay, this person's going to have great jackets and shoes and then wear jeans. And
so, right.
So aspects of that previous wardrobe, with more comfort and a little bit more, casual, approachable. And so that was my own incarnation of what I felt like a consultant looked like.
Right. So you brought up something really interesting around feeling earlier in your career that you kind of had to dress the part.
We're talking today about authenticity and personal expression and tips for making change through life transitions. After the break, we're going to talk more to Teresa Trelstad about her journey to matching her style to where she is in her career and personal journey. I'm Jen Coyne, and this is Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM. KXRW is brought to you by the generous support from our friends at New Vansterdam. They are the premier cannabis market in the Vancouver area. You can visit at newvansterdam.com for more information regarding their specials, like CBD Sunday and Munchie Monday. New Vansterdam is located in the Heights Shopping Center on the corner of Mill Plain and Andreessen Road. Open 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. 365 days a year. More information available at newvansterdam.com or 360-443-WEED.
KXRW would like to thank Interstate Special Events for supporting our radio community. Interstate Special Events is a family-owned and operated business since 1983. They provide a customized inventory of rental items for the staging of social and corporate events in the greater Portland metropolitan area. You have enough to do in organizing. Let them do the setup and breakdown for your next event. Interstate Event Services, located off of Northeast Lombard Place in Portland, Oregon. More information available at isevents.com. That's isevents.com.
Welcome back to Authenticity Matters on KXRW. We've been chatting today with Teresa Trelstad, a business consultant who's talking to us about expressing your authenticity through your style and physical image. Let's continue the conversation.
So, do you feel like expressing yourself authentically and how you physically, stylistically present yourself, is it a privilege that you have to earn? Like, do you have to have arrived at wherever you are to be able to express yourself as you want to?
No, I don't think so. One, I think that society has shifted a bit during the time in which I have had a career, that there is a more openness, especially in the Northwest, to a whole spectrum of people and the way that they present themselves. I do think you need to be, because my long background has a fair amount of marketing in it, I do think you have to be cognizant that you may be sending signals, intended or not, to people, and try to understand where they are coming from. I can come into a situation dressed in a certain way, confident that the power of my ideas is what we're here to talk about. And in most cases, that works, but there will be some places, and we would encounter this in my agency life previously, some of the junior staff, if you were going into a very corporate environment, that was going to be a challenge for the way that they would show up, could distract from their message.
Right.
And that's, if you're okay with that, if you're okay with fighting that uphill battle, then great. Just know that that's a battle then that you're choosing.
Is there a specific process you think that people can use to assess how they express their authenticity? You talked a little bit about shopping in your closet, but is there a process, thought process?
I I am a fan of a very low-tech way to do this called vision boarding. And that is taking, you can do it online and you can do it physically, but basically sitting down and thinking, where am I going? And myself as a career person, as where are my family relationships, where are my friends' relationships, what's my spiritual relationships, what's my wellness relationships, where am I engaged in my community, and what does that look like for me over the next 6, 9, 12, maybe 18 months? Not like decades in the future, but in that near term. And I start then to look at different visual media, whether it's magazines or online or whatever, and pull physical pieces or digital pieces around that visually, or words that I key off of, phrases that I key off of, and bring that together. It could be your screensaver. For me, I'm old school. It's on cork on the wall behind where I work. And that to me becomes a bit of a centering. It then becomes a bit of a touchstone. You see it daily. And based on that, as the beginning of the process, you start to say, okay, what's resonating with that?
Right.
And it's it starts to be, you know, that's where I ended up with that whole idea that I was going to be a consultant that had great jackets and shoes, but was otherwise mostly in jeans.
Right. So a lot for a lot of people, budget's an issue. I mean, we talk about privilege, obviously, you know, having the means to present yourself is important. How can you achieve, though, this these kinds of changes without breaking the bank or without having to have an executive salary to go have a personal shopper and, you know, change things up all the time?
Oh, easy. I keep using, I use often the word pivot. So this is a pivot. It's not you as a whole different person. If you're going to pivot and you're going to stay authentically yourself, it is small changes, not wholesale changes. So shop within your closet, try and look at your things differently. Why do you have favorite pieces and how could they be put together in new ways? Also, the things that are no longer serving you, consign them. Trade. A lot of us have friends, I mean, trade with your friends, trade with your siblings, and that's just a fun way to get like-minded people together and see a few things in a new way and send some other things down the road.
The other thing you mentioned about things that aren't serving you in your closet, somebody said something to me recently about how they think about things. I think a lot of us keep things, you know, over the years, especially as our waistlines change and things like that. We're like, oh, I'm going to get back into those pair of pants or whatever.
Right.
And they said, how does that make you feel when you can't fit into something and every day you're looking in your closet and it's stuff that you just can't wear? It doesn't make you feel good. So get rid of it because it's totally not serving you. In fact, it's making you feel less than because you're like, oh, I don't fit in this anymore.
Well, and you have to think about it, or at least I try to think about it in the way of, great, I could hold on to things from, you know, years gone by. Am I going to cut my hair the same? Like, am I going to try and recreate the person that I was in, you know, 2008? No.
I mean, you know, the 80s are back again, but I don't really think I need to be wearing the clothes that I was wearing in the 80s.
I don't need my Diglo leg warmers or anything. So yes, I don't think it serves you. And I think the important thing to think of is your current self and your future self. Do they need those things?
Right.
No.
So we talked about a lot about, you know, clothing and what you wear, a little bit about how you maybe style your hair, things like that. There's also a manner of how do you speak? How do you talk about things? You know, is there a certain persona that you have as you've made a transition or switch? Have you thought about that?
Yes. I like words. So that's actually one that does come up for me. But there are, there will be vernacular that's specific to your industry that will change as you shift jobs, and vernacular that's just a part of where you are with your people.
Are there any other aspects of it besides how you speak, how you dress, how you cut your hair, what makeup you wear, that kind of thing that is important?
I do think also what you have in your environment. I think for people, if there's if you're in a transition, acknowledging that in the place where you spend a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So whether you paint the room or you recover a chair, right, or you put together a vision board that you have as a touchstone, making sure that the place you're spending a lot of time is helping you see yourself in a transformative way.
I think some people are like, that's why they go to a coffee shop. You know, they need a change of venue. They need a setting that's different in order to inspire different results, different thoughts.
Right. And similarly, at times when I've needed to really get something done, I'm used to working in an environment that has a bit of a din. Mm-hmm. So the coffee shop is not unlike the open cube environment.
Right.
For that kind of background that you've got going, that for some of us then, oddly enough, helps us focus. And if you are working in a home office environment, sure that that space is something that you can, even if it's just what you set up is dedicated for the time that you're working, mm-hmm, and then it transitions to something else for other times, it will help you be intentional with how you're spending your time, mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. And you're less likely to get distracted with the 2 o'clock change of laundry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you're in a flow that's towards what you're trying to do, mm-hmm, professionally.
So Teresa, how can people learn more about your business and what you're up to? Where can they reach you?
So it's quite simple. I'm Teresa Trelstad at Trelstad Communications, and Trelstad is TRELSTAD communications.com. And the website, LinkedIn, all easy ways to reach out to me and continue the conversation.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you on Authenticity Matters today. And it was a great discussion. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the chat, Jen.
Before we close the show, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors who make this community programming possible. You're listening to Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM.
Radio like this is brought to you by the generous support by our founding sponsors at ADCO Commercial Printing and Graphics, Clark County's local print shop since 1993. ADCO features stationery, posters, flyers, tickets, business cards, stickers, catalogs, and much more. Print on anything and mail anywhere. Learn more at ADCO1.com. That's ADCO1.com.
Thanks for joining me today on Authenticity Matters. I want to thank my guest, Teresa Trelstad, for her excellent insights and suggestions and for sharing her personal journey with us. How has your style and personal expression changed as you strive to be more authentic? Share your stories with me on Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at The Peak Fleet. I'm gonna have to cram your style. I hope this episode inspired you to explore your own authenticity and what matters most to you. Join me next time to hear more stories of authenticity on Authenticity Matters. This is KXRW 99.9 FM.